What's up? Welcome back to the Extra Spicy Pod. It's Landon.
And I'm Evan here. It kind of just sounded like, well, before y'all missed this first take, it sounded like Landon was being held at gunpoint to do the intro. He was like, hello, my name's Landon. Welcome back to the Extra Spicy Pod. Like someone had a gun to his head. It was kind of crazy.
You know what? Okay. Let's get right into it. We're talking about Black History Month is no longer Black History Month. It is now White History Month. White people are taking over the game of basketball. Do you agree?
No. Fuck no.
Yes.
Fuck no.
Let's talk about what happened at the NBA All-Star Game that just happened, what, yesterday? Because they're recording on a Sunday. It happened yesterday. Well, what happened? Tell them.
Well, the actual game.
Tell the viewers.
The actual game isn't until tonight. But, basically, Mac McClung won the dunk contest. Tyler Hero won the three-point contest. And then the Cavaliers won the skills challenge.
That's right. Mac McClung and Tyler Hero. My boy Tyler Hero won it. Put some respect on his name.
Bro, okay. I do not agree with what Landon said first.
On his name.
I do not agree with what Landon said in the very first statement. Just making that clear for everyone.
Evan's a liar. Evan's a Klansman. He goes to all the rallies. He has the white robe he's wearing right now, actually.
I'm actually not. I'm wearing...
Take the robe off, bro. Take the robe off.
No.
The robe off. I'm not about to...
Brother, you literally...
I'm not about to do a podcast with someone in a white robe.
Dude.
Come on, dog.
I'm not even in a fucking robe. Dude, you just literally said white people are taking over the game of basketball.
I mean, because they are.
No,
they're
not.
Contest, and us white people, we won the three-point contest. So what's that say?
A white person was going to win a three-point contest eventually. White people are known to shoot. Now, see, the dunk contest, Mac McClung's just that dude. Mac McClung's good.
It is no longer the dunk contest. It is the Mac McClung dunk contest.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it.
Damn.
What?
Landon just assaulted me on the pod.
No one has any proof of that.
I can't wait till we get cameras.
That's coming soon.
Yep. So we actually did try to do cameras this episode, but I'm not gonna lie, Landon was busy, I was busy, and so what we're going to do is like next episode we're gonna talk about our Super Bowl experience again, but we're gonna have like the videos on there for y'all, make it actually look nice, neat, presentable, like doing a presentation for school except not being rushed. So we do plan to do all that. I hope everyone enjoys it. But yeah. So what are we talking? Are we talking about our time down there, or are we doing?
Let's just get into the Super Bowl recap. You know, recapping what happened.
He's trying to stop me again.
No, okay. For those who aren't watching, because no, we don't have a camera. I'm just throwing stuff at Evan because he's saying fly. I am the biggest Philadelphia hater in the universe. And he's going to say, fly, Eagles, fly.
If you know our podcast and you've been watching for a while, basically, Landon hates everything Philadelphia. Fuck. Yeah, Landon hates everything Philadelphia. So. And if you watched our Super Bowl predictions, I even said the Eagles were going to curb stop the Chiefs. They're going to curb stop them. I said, they're going to stop Saquon. Now, see, I hate that I can guess this shit, like, just out of, like, knowledge. But then when I go make a bet on my parlay or shit, it just fucks me over. Because then I'm thinking with a different mind. I'm thinking with, you know, I like to win money mind. But that's different. But... they did exactly what I said they were going to do. They were going to stop Saquon.
That's not what you said. Nah, yeah. Bro.
Yeah.
You can't talk this stuff now.
I said it during the pod, though.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
I remember what you said. And all of our listeners can look back, and we're going to look back together at the first episode.
Okay.
And get their seats.
Okay.
I'm going to show you the seats. You did not say that.
Okay. I did say they were going to stop Saquon.
Nope.
But I also said, at the same time, though, they're going to make Jalen Hurts pass the fucking ball. Which, what the fuck was he doing?
I'm about to say they're going to stop Saquon. I said he's going to have under 150 yards. And what do you have, like 50 yards or something?
I don't know what he had.
He had way under 150. I said they're going to stop Saquon Barkley. And that part was right. Mm-hmm. I got that part absolutely correct. Saquon couldn't do anything. He looked like he was like 7 years old out there trying to play against the Chiefs.
I will say what I did guess wrong about that. But the game, though, was that he was going to get a touchdown. I knew he wasn't going to get a lot of yards, but I thought, you know.
He didn't do anything.
I was thinking he was going to get, like, that, you know, that, like, that one-yard touchdown.
But I was saying that all week. You know, they were going to put all their effort into stopping Saquon. And Jalen's got to beat him. And damn. That's what happened.
Damn, 25 attempts, 57 yards.
Guys. 57 yards, bro. Saquon had 57 yards.
Damn.
In the biggest game of his life.
I mean, he won it, so.
He did win it. He did win it. He didn't do anything to win it. He'd be like, Kenny Pickett. Didn't do anything, but he won a Super Bowl.
I mean, he got him there. We just talked about it. He beat. Look, he was the missing piece for them to beat the Chiefs.
He was. Yeah, he was.
Which, I mean, I didn't like it. But as someone that's from New Orleans, like from like Louisiana, New Orleans, whatever we want to say, going down there, they had a fuck ton of Philly fans.
They did have a lot more Philly fans.
A lot of Philly
fans. I was predicting that because the Chiefs have a bigger fan base and they travel really well. And they have the most obnoxious fan base ever. This dude has a Philadelphia Eagles fan. He had the worst sports takes. I can't deal with Eagles fans. I can't because they're just the scum of this earth.
See, I do believe that some of them do have terrible sports takes. I'm not going to lie.
All of them.
If they're like Jalen Hurts is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Philly, Eagles fans, and it's the worst if they're combination Eagles and Sixers fans.
See,
because I'm like, all.
But see, here's the thing, though. Sixers fans can't speak. Eagles fans are going to speak because, you know, they're going to be like, oh, we won two Super Bowls. 76ers fans, they can't fucking speak. They don't even got a championship.
The Dallas Cowboys won more Super Bowls than the Eagles have. So I don't want to hear from Eagles fans. I'm going to break up. Everyone else in the division has more Super Bowls than you.
Even the Commanders.
The Commanders have more Super Bowls, bro. The Giants have more Super Bowls, bro.
Fact check it.
You're the one with the phone right there, Mr. Fact Checker. Mr.
I'm pretty sure
playing over your phone. Check up. Commanders have what? Three Super Bowls, right?
I don't think they have any Super Bowl.
Bro, they have Super Bowl.
Oh, shoot, they do.
Yeah, they have three, right? Bro, what did I tell you, dog? Okay. Don't try to play me.
Okay, well then.
Do not try to play me.
Okay, Mr. Smartass, what three teams? Did they play?
They beat the Bills? I know that, sure.
Got one.
I don't know about the other two, but I know they beat the Bills.
They beat Denver, and then they beat Miami.
Okay, yeah. I knew they had three Super Bowls. Don't try to play me, dog.
1992, though. That was their latest. That's crazy, though.
Everyone else in the division has more Super Bowls than Eagles do. So don't... No Eagles fan try to tell me, oh, we have two Super Bowls now. Put some respect. You're the worst team in the division, historically speaking.
Here, you have two.
Everyone else has three or more.
Here's what I'm going to say. For any Eagles fan I'm a big Aaron Rodgers fan. If they start going at me about Rodgers, I already know what to combat them with against their Super Bowl, okay? Look what it took for them to win a Super Bowl.
But they had a stacked team this year. They had a very stacked team. That's what they won. They have the best O-line in the league.
Best O-line?
They have the best running back in the league. They have two elite receivers. They have a defense that's really good.
Yeah.
The team's literally stacked. That's why they won this year.
That's why if they ever come at me about Rodgers, I'm pointing to that. Pointing to fucking that. You have fucking the best O-line in the league. You have the best running back in the league. One of the top 10, one a top 10 defense. I don't want to hear shit. I don't want to hear Jack Dilly fucking shit.
Oh, we won two Super Bowls in the past 7 years. We've been to two Super Bowls in the past 3 years. Bullshit, homie.
Now, see,
the Chiefs have a better run than you have.
the Chiefs do have a better run. I believe that. Yeah, they lost. If the Niners were healthy this year, they're going to lose to the Niners. If the Niners or the Lions were healthy,
they sure beat the Niners 2 years ago when they played them in the NFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. The only reason they won is because every Niners quarterback got hurt. Remember that game?
Well, oh yeah, the one where they went to the Super Bowl. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Beat the Niners in the NFC Championship game.
That's true. Brock Purdy did get hurt.
Brock Purdy got hurt, and their second string guy got hurt.
Yeah.
So they're Joe Johnson. I think.
Yeah, they faced a fucking third string quarterback in the NFC Championship. Come on now, bro. But they did end up getting it done. I will give them some form of credit.
Okay, my prediction, I got wrong. I said the Chiefs were gonna win and it wasn't be really close. It wasn't a close game, so I got that part right. The Chiefs were on the other side of it losing. I did get right the Saquon Barkley was gonna have a terrible game.
He did. My prediction, the one prediction I got wrong was Saquon Barkley score a touchdown. That was the one thing I got wrong. But I didn't think he was gonna go off. I'm pretty sure I said he wasn't gonna go off. But I thought he was gonna get, like, you know, how they have those running backs who just get the 1 yard touchdown. I thought, you know, he was gonna be like that.
No, they touch push.
Yeah, they
do twist push. They don't believe in the running back. They do twist push.
Yeah.
The stupidest play in sports.
But, yeah, that was my only prediction that I got wrong. Everything else I got right, though.
Okay. You be spreading eyes now. The last episode of the pod, we said Eagles will win. But after the episode, when we were down the lungs, you're like, no, I changed my mind. The Chiefs have been on it.
Hey,
so you were the Chiefs there, why are you like me?
No, because you want to know why? You have no fucking proof of it.
Bruh.
Exactly.
I'm going to upload the videos for YouTube of you saying the Chiefs have been on it. I got proof.
You got proof?
I got proof. I got receipts.
You got receipts.
You don't get the receipts. You don't have receipts, though.
You didn't even have your phone app. That's how I know you don't have receipts.
Or how you know?
Because you're Mr. Oh, Evan has a phone addiction. Yeah. Sit your ass down.
Dog, okay. You do have a phone addiction. We need to admit our faults.
No. Okay?
Just come clean.
No.
My screen time, last week, I averaged 3 hours and 47 minutes. You probably averaged like 12.
Averaged like 8.
8.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's an addiction, bro.
No, it's not.
That's one third of your day.
No, it's not.
That's a third of your day.
Either way, it's not. It's not a problem.
Well, you be on that TikTok, right?
I actually just redownloaded it.
Yeah.
I redownloaded it on my phone because they brought it back to the App Store. I was so happy. My ass was so happy because I also use TikTok for cooking videos too.
Oh, okay.
So I actually like.
Okay.
So.
Like the 1% of thing you do is cooking videos. Other 99%. Just scrolling
the trend. Yeah, I'll literally watch a cooking video. I'll save it for another time. And then I'll just continue scrolling through my bullshit, like, you know, sports and shit.
Bruh. All right, let's talk about the halftime show. The Super Bowl halftime show, Kendrick Lamar and SZA came out. Big F you to Drake. 13-minute F you to Drake.
What did you think of it? Because I know I've been hearing mixed opinions of the podcast that they were like, or not my podcast, a halftime
show.
Yeah, I heard mixed reviews that.
You know, I have too. So let's go ahead and share what we thought individually. I'll go first. You know, when it first started off, I didn't think it was like that great. I feel like the audio was a little off in the very beginning of the show.
Okay.
And then Kendrick started, you know, rapping his songs. I thought it started becoming really good when SZA came out there. SZA performed two of the songs that they have together. And then Kendrick went off with They Not Like Us and then turned the TV off. Ending it with two bangers on a high note. But I felt like any of the songs before SZA came out, I wasn't really feeling it a whole lot. And also something else I'd like to point out. A lot of the people who were thinking the halftime show wasn't that great, people be calling them racist, or like don't oh, you can't speak on this. But, like, no, they're just criticizing me. And I feel like the show wasn't, it wasn't, like, all that. Like, it didn't have all the stops, pulling all the stops. Like, it wasn't, like, some incredible moments. It was kind of,
I felt like, to me, I'm going to explain so many points of this. One, he had a deeper meaning behind it, because if you look at the whole setup of the halftime show, it was a PlayStation controller. You know, when the crowd said, like, game over at the very end, he did a little code, because, you know, and back in the old GTAs, you do, like, a code, and you get, like, full armor, full health. He would go into, like, certain buttons to give him that special power up. So I thought that was pretty fucking smart. That's like next level genius thinking.
If you like actually listening to his music, he's a lyricist and he puts a lot of thought into his music and a lot of thought into his music videos and everything about performances and stuff. So of course his show's gonna have a lot of thought put into everything, right?
Well, at first when people started watching it, they were just like, oh, he's practically telling for a game over. You know, it's like a little PlayStation controller. Like, you didn't think of him getting the cheat code for full armor and full health. You wouldn't think of that. But I did think the show was better than Usher last year. I did not like Usher's show.
I like Usher's show a lot.
I felt like Usher could have been better. Like, to the point, do I agree with the audio that you said at first with Kendrick? I do agree with that, because that motherfucker needs to turn up his damn mic.
Yeah, at the very beginning,
But he ended up turning up his mic.
Yeah, the audio ended up being better, but at the very beginning, the audio was a little messed up. You could hear a lot of TV.
So, I thought he was better than Usher, at least. But, who was it?
Rihanna was before Usher.
See, he wasn't better than Rihanna, though. Definitely wasn't better than Rihanna.
No?
Rihanna beats Kendrick, in my opinion.
Bro, I disagree. I think if we're going to do Drake, I mean, if we're doing Kendrick, Usher, and Rihanna, just those three, I put Usher in front, and then Kendrick, and then Rihanna last.
I feel like Rihanna had more bangers than everyone, like, collectively, like.
More songs than everyone knows.
So that's...
But I still think her show wasn't... She didn't do a lot because she was pregnant.
But I mean, that's still kind of cool, though, because you also got to think. Women that are pregnant don't really have that window. So if you... like,
well, don't do the halftime show pregnant, then.
I mean, I didn't think she... I mean, I'm pretty sure no one knew she was pregnant, except for a couple of people.
If she wants to do a good show... then don't do it while pregnant.
I mean, she did a good show, though. That's the thing.
I feel like she should have done more. But she was pregnant, so she couldn't do more.
I think she did the perfect amount.
I don't know. I feel like she wasn't dancing or anything. She wasn't, like, getting into it because she was pregnant. She couldn't do that. But people want to see a good show. People expect the dancing and the, you know, all that.
But see, I liked Kendrick's a little better than Usher. Usher was just last for me. But will I give Usher the credit? It's not the worst Super Bowl halftime show I've seen.
No, it's not.
Absolutely not. I will never forget Maroon 5 and Travis Scott during that Rams and Patriots Super Bowl.
Well, okay.
That was the worst.
I like Maroon 5, their older music, but they're not a band that should play the halftime show.
Well, no.
They're not like that kind of band.
Especially with Travis Scott. Fuck no.
Yeah, that's a weird fuck matchup.
And then
Big Boy was in there too.
Oh yeah, he wasn't there. But and to even start off that halftime show with the little SpongeBob thing commemorating the SpongeBob creator a year after he died. See, that pissed me off because I remember that because
you respond the Tiki Talk.
No, because they were talking because people wanted this to hear sweet. Sweet Victory. You remember that? Did you even watch SpongeBob growing up?
Wait, what?
Did you watch SpongeBob growing up?
I watched a little bit.
So, you know the episode where they're, like, in the football stadium, and they're all, like...
Yeah, I know what, because that was a big thing.
Sweet Victory.
Yeah.
Don't sing, please. Don't sing, dog. No one's there.
Certified hater. He calls me. He called me a certified hater all the time in New Orleans, and I embrace it. Now look, I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna tell you something else, okay? Kendrick proved that.
Speak, dog.
So weird. Okay. Kendrick has proved something to me, and I think you're gonna like it.
What did he prove? What?
He proved to me, you can hate with your full heart, and it's gonna get you places. It did.
What? Bro, do you know who started it? Was it Drake or was it Kendrick?
Well,
I don't know the
scene. It's more behind the scenes shit. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was more behind the scenes.
But
starter.
I'm guessing. If I were to pick, I mean, they said like Kendrick's been going at Drake since like 2011, but at the same time, that was like subliminal shit. But then, I'm guessing when Drake released that song with J. Cole, like the Muhammad Ali.
Yeah,
we're like the big three. And that's when Kendrick was like, "Motherfucker, fuck the big three. It's just big me."
Yeah. I like J. Cole. I do.
I like
J. Cole fan. And he made up with Kendrick, so Kendrick and him don't have beef.
Yeah, I just want to see what Drake gonna do.
He's gonna do it. It's gonna be corny.
I saw he released an album with someone. I forget who it was.
The only people that support him are people from Toronto, and even they don't support him.
Now see, Kendrick owns Drake. Like,
Kendrick owns Drake 100%. Drake cannot come back. Drake cannot come.
I'm not gonna say he can't come back. Comebacks are always possible. Always keep that in mind.
28-3.
Yeah, 28-3.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, is it a good chance he comes back? No. Is it like 0.5% chance he comes back? Yeah. Like, you can't always rule out a comeback. I don't mess with Drake like that. But that's just dealt with anything in life.
I don't know. The whole world is calling him pedophile now.
Yeah.
Because of the song. So it's like, is Epstein coming back?
No, Epstein definitely not coming back.
Is R. Kelly coming back?
Fuck no. But I'm saying...
What else should I go through? I mean...
But what I'm saying is, though, is that, like, see, for Drake to come back, he would have to release a song just as big as Not Like Us. And that is going to be fucking impossible.
I agree. He'd have to release a song that's just as big.
But
you know, I'll see that happening.
Yeah, that's why I said...
He would have to release a dish track that's not as big. And yeah, that's not happening.
That's why I said you have a 0.5%.
Because everyone agreed now that Kendrick won. And now, yeah, he's not going to release something just as big as Not Like Us.
Yeah.
This song is the biggest song of the year last year.
That's why you always can't rule out a comeback. That's why I said, is there a chance he comes back? Absolutely. Is it a good chance? 0.5 to 0.1, either one. It's damn near impossible. It can be done though, but it's damn near impossible.
My favorite part of the halftime show was everyone screaming A minor.
Bro,
the whole crowd of the Superdome was screaming that.
Bro, legit. I thought that was cool. I thought. Everyone getting in union. Bro, I feel like that's the one time people will be in union. Just a minor.
Democrats and Republicans were all in union. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris were both screaming, A minor.
Democrats, Republicans, men, women, children. If animals could sing, animals would sing it too.
Everyone except Drake was like, well, even Drake's kids were like, A minor. Drake might not have been sick at the time, and his girl was screaming, A minor! Bruh.
But, What's crazy to me is that they released some footage of, like, think about, like, a couple of days after. And it was Drake's head of security and, like, some of his bodyguards watching the halftime show. I'm like, oh, shit, he cooked. He's fucking cooked. There's no saving that.
No, nope, nah. Well, okay. And then back to the Super Bowl itself. Do we think that Travis Kelce is going to retire?
Yes.
Before the start of next season?
Yes, absolutely.
You think absolutely?
They said,
what?
Here's what they said. Here's what I've read so far. They would like for him to return as a role player.
Mm-hmm.
But they're giving him the time to make a decision until, I think, like, March 15th mm-hmm. or some bullshit like that. So, do I need... See, if he wins a fourth Super Bowl, then he's going to be, like, the greatest tight end ever played. And I don't want to get in that fucking title. Because I like Gronk. You can't fucking replace Gronk as best tight end in football. You keep...
Yeah, Gronk... Yeah, people forget nowadays like how good Gronk was. Like, Gronk was a beast.
Yeah, I think Gronk took 2 years off and then still came back on the Bucks and still fucking dominated. That's how.
Well, we can dominate the Bucks.
He dominated. You got to think.
Gronk's a beast though.
Gronk dominated when he came back on the Bucks after taking a 2 year off though. And then think about this: AB dominated when he came back too.
Okay, but
but I'm gonna tell
you, he's crazy.
AB's crazy now, but you...
He's insane. On the Bucks, he was crazy.
It was like the year after, yeah.
On the Steelers, he was crazy.
No, that hit from Vontaze Perfect did that to him. If Vontaze Perfect didn't fucking lay his ass out like a truck, we would have the quiet Steelers AB.
No.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that Vontaze Perfect?
First of all, you're not going to say AB was quiet on the Steelers.
He was
seriously?
He was quiet. Before that, Vontaze Perfect hit, when the fuck had you
okay, played Antonio Brown? After the hit, he was still the Steelers, and he was not quiet.
Yeah, he was not quiet after the fucking hit. That's what I'm fucking saying.
Okay, I can agree with you there, I guess.
Like, you got to think. That hit changed his whole life. It changed him. Because then it started going... It got to the point where you were arguing with your own quarterback at the time and Ben Roethlisberger, then demanding to be traded. Then you get traded to the Raiders. Then you start shit on the Raiders.
Then you didn't even play against the Raiders.
Then you get traded to the Patriots.
Before he plays one single game with the Raiders.
Get traded to the Patriots. You get cut from the Patriots like 3 games in.
And he played one game with the Patriots, dominated.
But he played three.
And then one another. He played against the Dolphins, I remember. And he had a huge game. He dominated. And then, yeah, he gets traded to the Bucks, or did they cut him, right?
He got cut from the Patriots. He got cut from the Patriots because he had that little SA accusation on him. And so the Patriots were like, we're tired of having convicts on our fucking team, get rid of them. And so they got rid of them, and then 2 years go by. The Buccaneers, or Tom Brady calls up Antonio Brown's like, hey, come play for Buccaneers. Now, see, I don't know where the fuck he, like, became even increasingly more crazy. I mean, it's so, the hit's so, like, big numbers to him, because during the time from the hit to whenever he was on the Bucks, it still did stuff to him. But he is now overly crazy. If you
he is very insane.
If you follow him on Twitter, you know what I mean.
Well, that was the bigger topic of player safety, right? And the CTE or like concussions and stuff like that. That goes to the bigger topic of you gotta discuss all that. And that's something way too big for us to get into right now.
But like AB dominated when he was on the Bucks. You got to think, he played half that season that they won the Super Bowl in. He led the team in everything, like receptions, yards. He played half the season, Landon. He beat out Michael Pitts. The dude played the whole season. Michael Pitts played that whole season, I'm pretty sure. didn't miss a game.
Okay, what's your point?
AB fucking dominated. Gronk fucking dominated. So, you had a good-ass fucking lineup when AB, when the Tom Brady Buccaneers came along.
Do you remember what we were talking about before you got this AB hit? Or do you not remember?
The greatest tight end, yeah.
Greatest tight end, Gronk, yeah.
Yeah.
Is Kelsey the second greatest tight end?
See, I because I don't really know because
you don't know
because I'm gonna tell you why.
Go ahead.
You got two motherfuckers, and I like these people. But you got Tony Gonzalez, and you got Antonio Gates. I like Antonio Gates a lot, even though he never won a ring.
Yeah, I would put both of them over Kelsey.
As in just like pure tight end play, give me them two. Travis feels he just ain't it.
But okay, the one thing about Travis that made me every time Mahomes hit the play, he goes to Kelsey. Every single time, and it works. Besides the Super Bowl, Kelsey played like ass in the Super Bowl. Did you like look at like film of Kelsey's play in the Super Bowl? He played like ass.
He did a little bit of it. I saw that he tried to flex on CJ Gardner Johnson. And CJ was just like looking at him like smiling and shit. And I'm like,
bro, he played like ass in the Super Bowl. Had they won the Super Bowl, I think he's gonna retire. But because they lost it, I don't think he retires. I think he runs it back.
You think he gets one more year?
I do. I think he gets one more year. And I think the Chiefs have a really good shot to win the Super Bowl next season. They just did what? They can see O-line. And that's what happened last time they lost the Super Bowl, is they improved their O-line, and they won the Super Bowl the following year.
I don't think they're going to go back, because I'm going to tell you why. I saw a stat. It was like the Chiefs have used 63% of their cap space on five players. It was, I think, if I remember correctly, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were obviously on there.
Chris Jones,
yep. Who else? Thirdly, dude, I forgot, he's a linebacker.
Joe Tooney?
So, that's four. And it's, and someone else, too. So, you're in cap hell right now. You're probably, you're practically like the Saints, except you don't got to deal with much worse, but. But like,
so they would have won the Super Bowl had their O-line been better. Had they had a good O-line, they would have won that Super Bowl.
Dude,
do you agree?
Dude, I've been saying that for the past like 3 years on the pod. I've been saying like just any quarterback in general with an O-line can win like a championship national title. Because you got to think. I'm going to put Jalen Hurts as an example. From what I've seen from Jalen Hurts the past multiple years, he does not do good under pressure.
Nope. He
does not. When that O-line decides, hey, I want to go make some bread and leave Philadelphia, he's going to be in trouble. Unless Howie Roseman pulls some magic again and drafts an O-line. And the Saints need to stop fucking with the Eagles, too. I saw. Think about it. Yep. Y'all gave him Zach Brown. Y'all gave him CJ Gardner Johnson.
Okay. CJ is different though. We don't want CJ. CJ is.
Y'all didn't want
CJ. CJ burned every bridge from every team went to.
He burned one bridge.
The Lions.
That's
he was on the Lions. He was on the Saints. He burned that bridge. He was on the Bengals. Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, he was on the Bengals.
He was on the Bengals.
It's just the Saints and the Lions. And
but see, he talked trash about Philly fans and then literally came back to Philly. So, like, you gotta understand, that's just him talking shit.
This man's a professional.
But, y'all gave him CJ. Y'all gave him Zach Brown. Which, I felt bad for you. Because Dennis Allen could have done a lot better.
I don't even care to bring up Dennis Allen's name ever again. I want to forget that man for the rest of my life.
Forget the last
one. It is the Kellen Moore Show.
Forget the last 4 years.
It is the Kellen Moore Show.
Forget the last 4 years of what happened with Dennis Allen.
That's 2 years.
It was 2 years or four?
No. It was two. Yeah, it was 2 years. 22, 23. So like 2.5 years.
2024?
He coached half the season, so it's 2.5 years. Well, you're gonna act like he coached the whole season? Do you not remember Rizzy coming in?
See, I do. I do remember Rizzy coming in.
What are you trying to look up then? Well, I'm always right. You know I. What are you trying to look up? Mr. Fact Checker? I am a mental fact checker.
2022 to 2024.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Look who's right, dog!
Shit.
Who's right?
Fuck you.
Who's right?
I ain't saying shit.
Say it.
Fuck you. He assaulted me again.
You have no proof of assault. Zero proof.
I can't wait till we get cameras. That's gonna be so fun.
Yeah, and we're gonna dress up, right? We're gonna be in suits and ties. Did you say that, Mr. Evan?
we also need a guest on. I feel like, cause I feel like we're gonna see. We're just doing like recap episodes right now. We're just talking right now as like recap episodes. We're gonna go back to the normal format of what are we going to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually gonna have debates,
and they're gonna be spicy.
And we're gonna have a third person. We're gonna mix it up a good bit. So I'm gonna bring my friend, bring my college friends that play, you know, college basketball, something like that. Ask some different questions about what it's like playing college ball, and then bring in like another friend that's gonna, we could talk to them about it. Like it's good. It's going to be, like, a good mix of everything.
Yeah, because you need to write a guest, because I'm going to do everything. I have to edit the progress. I'm uploading, okay? You need to put up... You need to carry some weight over here. Carry some weight.
I am the weight.
Bro, you'd be carrying, like, 2 pounds. I'd be, like, full, like, 50 pounds.
I am the weight.
You carry, like, 2 pounds.
Come on, the weight.
Carry your weight.
Brother, people would watch this show for me instead of you.
For you, really. We need to ask the people we know who listen to the pod and ask them who's more enjoyable to listen to the pod. Who has the better takes? Who's the better, you know, speaker? Who puts more effort in? Who is the better host?
We will absolutely do that. So
back to what we were saying.
What were we
saying? You don't remember, do you? This little,
well, no, actually, yeah, I do.
Small
yeah.
brain, little pigeon yeah. brain.
Actually, yes, I do remember.
How big is your brain? Is it pea shaped?
It's pretty big.
Is it pinch?
Now, see, you know what? No. I'm gonna tap into our local viewers real quick. Hey guys, so while we were down in the world, okay, we're trying to go meet celebrities. You know, I'm trying to be cool.
So,
after we get done meeting the priest, okay. We have to take the interstate to go to the NFL.
You're not gonna. Okay, that was one mistake I made. Compared to all the mistakes you've made in the past.
Bro, it's not that hard to think. You gotta think, bro. Super Bowl week.
And I quote from him, this is actually enjoyable. This is nice.
Do you have any proof
That's
for that?
What you actually said.
Do you have any proof of that?
Do you have any proof of whatever I did?
Yeah, I can probably, yeah.
How?
I got a picture of it, bro.
Oh, we've got a picture. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I got a picture of it, bro. You sit your ass down. Anyway, so.
I'm sitting down. I've been sitting down.
I know. Keep sitting down. So.
I didn't even hit you. Yeah, that did not hit you.
You hit my leg. That's assault.
Brett landed away from
you. You trimmed my leg. That's assault.
Oh, my gosh. Kill me, no.
But I actually do remember.
Hit my misery now.
Bam. All right. I do remember what we're talking about, though. We were talking about the Saints just giving the Eagles players, and they can just win the Super Bowl now.
Okay, another, I want to kind of go look at this a different way. So, were the Eagles becoming their own dynasty? They've been to two of the past three Super Bowls. They just won the Super Bowl. They have a stacked roster that looks to be intact for next season. Or are they going to become a dynasty?
I'm going to say no. Because I don't know what free agents are on that team right now. If there's no free agents, oh yeah, they're going to go back. But if they're going to go back unless there's two teams that could beat them. I got the Lions that could beat them. You got to think, that Lions D-line now is fucking deadly.
First of all, the Lions were just injured to all hell in the defense.
That's what I'm saying.
If they weren't injured like that, they probably would have made the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. If you had Aiden Hutchinson back in there with Zadarius Smith, you'd kill him. That's easy kill. That's like the Myles Garrett versus Zadarius Smith lineup. That's deadly right there. So, it's either the Lions, the 49ers, because I do believe that if the injury bug didn't get them, they would be back in there.
Yeah, the Niners have a brutal injury bug. Like, every couple seasons, the injury bug just goes to their entire roster.
And now, if this team can get a defense on the NFC side, then...
Commanders?
If they can get a legit defense, and that can stop the Eagles, I would be happy. Because that's all they needed.
Defense. Yeah. Well, the Commanders were not playoff experience. And you need playoff experience to go to the Super Bowl or to win the Super Bowl. You need playoff experience.
It was just the defense, though.
And they don't, well, the team doesn't have any playoff experience.
Well, it was just the defense. I felt like, I'm going to say this. The offense still put up somewhat points.
No, they only put up, 16 points?
But you also got to think, they're competing against that Jalen Carter, Zach Braun. The Eagles' defensive line is still really good, though. Not only that, their secondary is somewhat good, too. So, for Jalen Hurts to even put up those numbers against the Eagles team.
Daniels. This dude can't speak.
Yeah, I said Jalen Daniels.
You said Jalen Hurts.
No, I said Jalen Daniels.
You said Jalen Hurts, bro.
Daniels.
We're going to watch the podcast, and we're going to make sure. You said Jalen Hurts.
Jaden Daniels.
There you go.
Jaden Daniels. That's why I said Jaden Daniels.
Not the first time.
Hey, guys, y'all want to see a murder happen on the podcast?
A murder happen on the podcast? Explain to me, how are you going to murder me?
How I would murder you?
Yeah, let's go through this. Okay, let's go through your murder plan.
Well, see, Landon, you're 130-something pounds. It's not hard for me to pick you up and just curl you.
I want to go step by step your process of murdering me.
No.
In the afternoon.
No. Why would I admit to a crime on camera?
Well, that's, you know.
That's, yeah, that's actually smart thinking, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Shut the fuck up. So, but I do believe, though,
bro can't speak over here.
See, guys, this, I hope y'all vote for me as y'all's favorite host, so then I can just brag it in Landon's face. Be like, yeah, you fucking suck at the host.
You can't get like one vote and say you won the vote.
Bro, I'm gonna get like fucking more votes than you.
I don't know about that.
Bro, if our viewers from Germany like me better than you, that would be fun. So, guys, viewers from Germany, I'm Evan.
Say one word in German. Just appease your fans.
Wiener Schnitzel. Yeah, bitch. Bitch. Get it fucking together.
Okay. I'm letting everyone on the podcast know our next episode is going to be fully in Korean. It's going to be 100% in Korean. And so, for my Korean listeners, yeah, that's for you. Aaron Ashley can translate in English on your own terms. Or we could have English subtitles so you can like have English transcript you can use.
What is that for all your Korean fans?
Yeah. But all next podcast is gonna be Korean. Do we agree?
Fuck them.
It's a green thing.
No, fuck it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, fuck it's not.
We'll see then.
We will see. You are right. But no, absolutely not. So, let's see. But let's stop getting off track. I do believe Jaden Daniels is going to be a lot better. Do I believe he's going to go through that sophomore slump? No.
First of all, you're saying I'm getting off track. You're the one getting off track.
No, because you're
our first top. The topic we start off with was Travis Kelce, and now you're over here with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, that's why we need a third person. If we need a third person.
Well, I'm just saying that's on you.
Bro.
That's a need. You need to get something. Well, I've been doing everything else. Do that heavy lifting.
Well, you
need to put your weight up.
I'm sorry. You were supposed to get a third person. Literally, whenever we were filming back at the old spot.
I was supposed to get a third person?
Yeah, because you were like, yeah, I got a buddy that lives in the apartment complex I was living in. And we're going to make an episode together. But then, yeah, this was before Landon went to Korea. And then I was just chilling, doing my own thing. But, yeah, this was before all that. But we were supposed to have a third person on. But at the same time, though, our setup at the time was not like this, where I don't need to wear headphones anymore. He doesn't need to wear headphones anymore. We could just be chill, have our ears wide open.
It's still not the setup we want to be, like the perfect setup. We haven't got it yet because we don't have the camera. And ideally, we want to get even better microphones and like better setup and stuff. But it is, it's an improvement to what we had before.
It is a lot better than what we had before. I do believe this audio is better than what we've had, like, during that. Because apparently, according to some people, it sounds like we were being held at gunpoint. Like, dead ass. That's why I mentioned the gunpoint in the beginning of the episode. Because my friend watched the very first episode. Remember, I did the intro to the very first episode. He was like, Evan, why does it sound like you're at gunpoint? I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, you were just like, hello, my name's Evan Johnson.
Well, okay, that's not microphone quality. That's like us. Yeah, you know, we were inexperienced.
And I told I got one of that. So I was like, "It's our very first podcast episode, bro. Give us a damn break." Like, fuck.
Okay, now we're a lot more comfortable than we were in the first episode.
Well, see, now we're becoming into a podcast too. See, before we were doing topics and shit, we kind of are still doing the topics and shit. But we're kind of being like a Joe Rogan type podcast. I'm not going to say we are just like Joe Rogan.
No one can be Joe Rogan.
No one can be Joe Rogan.
Bro, he's the GOAT.
But I'm using his format as an example.
Yeah, we're kind of like drifting from topic to topic. We don't have like a set list.
Right now. Yeah, because then if we just start talking about, hey, Lynn, do you think aliens exist?
Yes.
You believe aliens exist?
Actually, no.
You know? I do believe that there's some other form of life out there. That probably exists. So, like, we just drift off like that, and then we just go more and more. We've gotten to the point where we kind of don't even use the topics anymore. We still do. We still do. Don't get
it. Yeah, we have, like, a list of topics that we kind of want to cover during the podcast, but we don't refer to it.
See, back in the, like, earlier days of the podcast, we would actually have to write them out. One of my jobs was to come up with a list for the podcast episode. But my problem was that, like, I know Landon wanted to talk about, like, certain topics, so I would have to get with him about his topics that he'd want to talk about, and then we would. Because, like, I remember one of the times we planned for, like, four episodes of what we were going to talk about, didn't we? Yeah, Like, after our very first episode, we just planned what we were going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just kind of drifted away from that.
Yeah.
But now, we...
A little more experience now. We don't need a set list of topics. We can just drift off and, you know, veer into different lanes. Just kind of talk about random stuff that pops in our mind.
Now, see, when we get cameras, and I do believe we get a better setup than what we're doing now, then... I do believe this one will be a lot more fun, depending on where we're at, too.
Yeah.
Because
we still don't have, like, a set filming location. We'll still be filming different places, even now.
I personally believe that
I feel like once we get the cameras going, like, we could do certain things. Like, we could do breakdowns of, like, football, football videos, basketball videos, all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the breakdown.
Yeah, breakdown, please.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, that would be cool.
But as of right now, we're starting small, baby. We're going to become one of the biggest Louisiana podcasts. We can't beat the Urbana, but...
Well, we can hope, but like we've got to put a lot of work in to be big.
We would have to put.
We can't just like mess around and like hope we get big. Like, we got to put work in.
Because Landon texted me what was it earlier. He's like, "Why do you never want to film a podcast?"
Bro, this man relates to me every single.
No.
We're not gonna film like this Saturday. We should.
No, see.
He flakes on me every.
No, I flaked on him one time, and that was Sunday. That was last Sunday during the Super Bowl. Cause think about it, the Super Bowl didn't end until like 11 o'clock. You got a thing, bro. The celebration and everything, that didn't end until 11 o'clock, Landon. It takes 30 minutes for a halftime show.
I didn't want to celebrate the Eagles, so I was not going to be the one celebrating.
I mean, I wasn't celebrating either, but at the same time, though, I'm not going to record a podcast episode at 11 o'clock at night.
We could be like our raw reactions to the Super Bowl that happened just that night.
Oh, well, like the draft? Like the draft you did?
Yeah, kind of.
That was a fun episode. I'm not going to...
That was a fun episode. It was...
Because I remember I got food during that time. Like,
it was a longer episode. And we just watched the draft and we kind of talked about the draft a little bit and talked about other things.
But once we get the cameras rolling, we're going to show you all the people we've met. We met someone from this past year's draft class. Mr. Brian Thomas
Jr. Mr. Brian Thomas Jr.
And so if y'all don't know, they had Shahid Tahid's giant yacht over there.
Shahad Khan,
all that. I'm not very good with names. Shahad Khan, Seattle over there. Landon wanted to go recreate the Jameis Winston video.
Oh, that would have been so funny, dog. And you were like, no.
Well, because also you got to think, Jameis did it with barely anyone there. He did it with like no one there.
Yeah.
We had a whole crew there, and we had a whole like visitation. We had a whole tourist sighting.
Packed with people around it on the dock.
So if
wanting to take pictures of it, take videos of it.
So if we would have been like, hey, let us on the yacht, people would have been looking at us like, we're fucking crazy. Like, what's wrong with you? Why are you trying to get on the yacht? But I mean, it's
I mean,
you
wouldn't want to get
on
the yacht.
Like, I mean, you're obviously here to look at it. I mean, who wouldn't want to get on it? Am I right? So, but we met Brian Thomas Jr. Dick's Sporting Goods had a private event, and so I got laying up, like, because we got home, we were on Bourbon Street at, like, 12:45. We got home at 12:45.
We got home, yeah, 12:45, 12:50, yeah.
Yeah, we got home, and I'm like, dude, I'm fucking tired, but I want to go meet Brian Thomas Jr., though. That'd be fucking dope.
So we went the next morning.
Like, we got...
Brian Thomas Jr.
We got up early for both things.
About an hour from New Orleans. So it's not like we're right there in the city.
Yeah.
Like, we gotta drive down to New Orleans if we want to go down there and do something. And then drive back late at night or whatever.
But see, the Super Bowl was a fun thing, though. What I did wanted to go do, but I didn't have the money for it, was go to Shannon Sharp's podcast episode live. The Nightcap Show, because he had Stephen A. Smith there and Chad Ochocinco too. So, and then they had a guy. They asked him a question. They were like, "So, what do you do when a chick puts you in the friend zone?" And so, they were like, "Chat." I'll have to find it though. I'm gonna find it real quick for you, but I'm gonna send it to you. But basically, they asked him. They were like, "What do you do when a chick puts you in the friend zone?" And fucking Shannon goes, nothing. The fuck? And so Chad goes, okay. How many dates have y'all been on?
Well, come on, dog. This is another men's mental health podcast episode. So, what's your point?
Well, I'm telling you the point. So, hold on. What? You know, I'm a shark. It's tough for me to explain, but
I'm gonna send it to Landon later, and he's gonna know what I'm talking about. Like, it's kind of funny though. You're gonna like it.
Okay, pretend like whatever you just said didn't happen. Let's move on to something else.
But
that was funny to listen to.
No, it was not. Because then if I put the link in the video for our amazing viewers to go watch, they'd understand what I'm talking about. But I did want to go see Stephen A. Smith on Nightcap. That would have been funny.
The next time the Super Bowl is in New Orleans, you best bet somehow, some way, I'm getting tickets to that game.
Yeah, we've already made a vow to try to get to the Olympics, which we gotta plan like a year in advance for that.
Yeah, so we'll start planning that maybe next year.
Maybe next year, but. Yeah, because the Olympics were like...
The Olympics 2028. Okay. So the Olympics in 3 years.
Okay, so yeah, we still have time.
Yeah, we have plenty of time.
So,
but we gotta get friends to like come over there with us. We're in a big Airbnb and just kind of split everybody.
I feel like they don't fucking check out the prices though, bro.
Yeah, of course they are.
I feel like we're better off planning a hotel in advance.
They're gonna jack up hotel prices too.
But I feel like more in advance though.
But even if you do it in advance, they're still going to jack up the prices for that summer.
I feel like that'd be fucked up, though. Like, if, for example, okay, New Orleans, like, the hotel...
The hotel prices were jacked up.
They were insane. But yeah. I feel like someone got a, like, actual cheap deal from it because they planned ahead.
No, it doesn't matter how many months in advance you plan. They know when the Super Bowl is, so that for that weekend, they're going to jack up the hotel prices.
Okay, well, hold on. I'm going to do some research right now for you.
Oh, my gosh. Again with your phone addiction.
Now, see...
This man has the worst phone addiction I've ever seen.
No, I'm trying to help your ass out. Let's see. Says...
Bro, I'll be telling you, I'm the mental fact checker, dog.
You're the mental fact checker.
That's what I'll be telling you. You have to look things up. I already know them, dog.
Yeah, I actually did look up.
We planned on the Olympics in 3 years, so we're planning that.
So, what were the? Do you remember the dates of last year's games?
It's just like the end of July and early August. I don't know the exact date.
It is July.
Yeah, that's when the Olympics are. The end of July, and the beginning of August.
We're gonna do the 29th through the 4th. He's gonna take away
a mask. But would you hurry up? You're wasting a lot of time.
Can you politely fuck off? Let's see.
God
damn.
What?
I mean, the 29th through... So, $1,354 for that hotel. $413
per... Were you looking for this summer?
I picked this summer, but I'm like...
You can't book things like 3 years in advance.
Yeah, that's fine.
You can't actually look at things for 3 years.
That's
in 2020.
Well, yeah, no shit. That's why I did this summer. But like,
anyways, yeah, whatever you do is going to be expensive because it's the Olympics, so you jack up prices.
Yeah.
Whether it's an Airbnb or a hotel or whatever.
Yeah, but I don't feel like paying $10,000 for Airbnb and then.
Well, we get other people to chip in with the cost.
You got it. Okay.
So we can get people to come to the Olympics. We can get like 5 or 6 people.
You know what, Lynn? I will make this commitment with you.
Okay.
If you can get these 5 to 6 people, I will go with you. Deal?
Yeah. You're not going to get people? You can't ask people if they want to go?
Well,
you don't know anybody who wants to go to the Olympics.
Well, here's the thing though. I'll ask people. But then they'll back out. Like, they'll be like, yeah, I'm serious, Spider-Man. And then they won't follow up on it. But at the same time, though, I'm a man, like, whenever I want to do something, I'm going to do it.
Bro, you flake on a lot of stuff.
Oh, my fucking gosh. Oh, my fucking gosh. The one fucking podcast episode.
That's not the one time. You've done it way more than once.
No, I haven't. Well, you got to think. During the time we were recording in the earlier days of the podcast, I was driving from BR. At least now we could fucking meet up in the same town. So at least you're doing me a fucking favor for once.
So.
Cool. It's like I'm not nice to you all the time.
Bullshit. You are lying.
Christmas present. You didn't get me shit for Christmas. I got your Christmas present.
What'd you give me for Christmas?
Those Pelican sunglasses. And you saying, I don't do anything for you.
He gave me his bullshit ass fucking, what was it? Season ticket holder gift. No,
you like them. You like them. Don't lie. You wore them. That day you wore them.
That day I didn't wear them the whole event, bro.
The whole event, you wore them.
I wore them for like 5 seconds.
Don't lie, you like them.
Look.
Bro, you were telling me in the car, oh, it's so weird. You were so happy. Bro.
That wasn't that fucking happy, bro. You could pipe down. Pipe down a little one. So. But. I do believe that we can get a couple people to go to the Olympics. But I do. But. Yeah. In the earlier days of the podcast. You were fucking. It was hard for me because I also had work. I also had school. I also had.
But I have school and work too, dog.
Yeah, but now you're more fucking more open, aren't you, bud?
Why am I more open? What do you mean?
Yeah, you're more fucking open, because fucking, think about it, earlier days, the only day we were able to do it was Sunday. And so, and at the time of consistency, I wanted to do it like once every other week, but now we can do it every week.
Yeah, we need to really do it every week. You didn't want to do it last week, dog?
No. No. You flipped on me yesterday.
Okay, that was the one.
I don't want to hear that shit, dog.
Bro, this episode's really good if it's on a fight.
Dog. But here was his reasoning, okay? You ready for it? His reasoning was, his reasoning was, I got roped into cooking.
Well, okay, I was cooking. Do you not cook sometimes?
I do cook.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was his excuse. So, at least last week, I was like, you know what? We're kind of tired. Got them driving from New Orleans. Then, watched the Super Bowl. Because I was still driving after that. Literally after the Kendrick halftime, like, I watched the first, second half in the halftime show. Third quarter, I didn't even fucking bother watching it.
Okay, I watched the first half, watched the show, watched the third quarter. I didn't watch the fourth quarter. It was one, but
it was
my computer was on mute.
Yeah, it was just a beat. Yeah, there was no point in listening to the audio or anything.
Yeah, it was just on mute. And then I saw the Chiefs scored the 2 touchdowns. I saw that mute. It wasn't an audio. It was on mute. At that time. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, I was.
Please, bro.
What?
Please, you know what you're gonna say.
What?
You're supposed to say, "I'm going to Disney World."
Yeah, and he was at Disney World. He was at the parade.
Bro, he did not look fucking happy.
Okay, hold up. Philadelphia, the city of Philadelphia is the worst. The riots that happened when they won the Super Bowl. Did you see that? Oh my, did you see the city was like burning? The riots that happened in Philadelphia?
I did see that.
This is why Philadelphia is the worst city in America. No, worst city in the world. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This man was cooking Philly cheesesteaks the other day.
Hey.
Put it on his stove.
Hey, I did a damn good job too. I did a phenomenal.
There is no such good thing as a good Philly cheesesteak.
There is such a good thing. If you know how to make it. Now see, am I from Philly that actually know how to make like a legitimately good one? No. But at the same time though, if you bring a fucking Philadelphia person down here and we did a fucking po' boy contest, who do you think's gonna fucking win?
Cowboys a much better sandwich than the Philly cheesesteak.
They are.
There you go. A dub take from once in life. Let's see. What
you know what? I'm gonna make you buy a ribeye for me. I will make you a Philly cheesesteak and we're gonna try it live. On camera. And you can't hate it either.
I can't hate it, so I have to like it.
No, you're not. You don't have to like it, but you can't. You can't. As soon as you take that one, like, because I feel like you'd be like that person.
I nibble.
Like, you ever seen that little episode of SpongeBob where Squidward takes a little bit of bite of the Krabby Patty? Yeah. Yeah, he takes a little bitty bite of the Krabby Patty. Like, it's literally like a crumb. And then he's like, "Oh shit, this is really good." No, you can't do that. No.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a little nibble and then say. This is disgusting.
Yeah, you can't say that. I want a full bite from you.
I'm not giving you a full bite. I'm going to give you a half bite. That's as high as I go. I'll give you a half bite.
Shit, a bite is a bite. As long as it's not a little fucking nibble, I want a bite. I'll take it.
You'll take it.
Especially with how I cook the meat, too. Like, you're going to like it. It's not bad, but do I believe Cowboys are better? Absolutely. I don't doubt it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also... I don't like anything gross in my sandwiches, so.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, let's get into something else. Let's get into the NBA season. How are we feeling about the NBA season so far? Like, the standings, and how are we feeling about... This man just mad because it's probably being the worst team in the West.
Hey, nah, bro, we competing for something bigger. We competing for the Cooper Flag sweepstakes, but... Wake me up when basketball becomes entertaining again.
He's not enjoying it because his team is terrible this year.
It's not the worst team in the season. It's not even that I'm not enjoying it. It's like...
Phone addiction.
Fuck off.
Put your phone over there.
No.
And like actually speak.
No, I am speaking. It's not that I don't like it because my team fucking sucks.
Your team sucks.
Fuck off. It's just more basketball doesn't feel the same anymore. It's just I feel like we're catching up to the point where these little third graders from when we were like in high school or like in eighth grade that were literally watching Steph Curry just jack up threes the whole fucking time are literally old enough now to literally jack up threes in the fucking league. That's what I personally believe.
Yeah, the whole league's a 3-point shooting contest now.
Exactly.
It's not as fun to watch.
And that's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, I was trying to watch a game like a couple of weeks ago, and it was hard for me to watch. Because the whole league plays the same. Like, we were talking about like why NBA ratings are down. Everyone plays the same. That's why I brought it up before.
But here's, I did say another, because we talked about this in the call.
Yeah, we did.
I did figure out another way to make it more interesting.
What?
All those defensive fouls that y'all have on lock, like no hand checking and shit, bring that shit back. You bring that shit back, scoring will go down immensely. Because think about it. The league's looking at it now. I already know how the fuck they're looking at it. They're looking at it, oh. We want higher scoring games, but at the same time...
I thought we don't want higher scoring
games. You don't, yeah, because, like, look at the All-Star game, for an example. No one... People were hoping for, like, a somewhat decent All-Star... Like, last good All-Star game I've watched was the 2017 All-Star game. But they didn't even play hard in that. The 2016 one was good, too, but that's because they had fucking Kobe there. So Kobe's gonna make it a good All-Star game. But that 2017 one was when AD won it. And they were legit, like, somewhat kind of playing. So, now, then ever since then...
The All-Star game doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
It's, people just pay attention to the dunk contest and the three-point shooting contest. The All-Star game doesn't matter.
The All-Star game does not matter. And I hate to say that, too, because, dude, it used to be so good. Now, it's just an experiment for the NBA, which I don't like. I don't like it whatsoever. Because now what they're doing tonight, they're doing the four-man format team, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that. I'm not going to say I hate it, because I like it's like pick a basketball a little bit. But at the same time, though,
It's also kind of dumb.
Well, I'm not one of those people that are like, oh, the old times are always better. Just go back to the old times. So, like, I feel like all the leagues just should use the All-Star game as a way to promote the league. Like, promote the NBA or promote the NFL or promote the MLB. Just have it be a fan-centered experience.
Yeah, but because I'll say this. I mean, we know why athletes don't play hard now and, like,
well, exactly. There's no incentive to play hard. They don't win that much money if they win it.
Well,
so while they play hard.
Well, it's not that the incentive. Let's just say someone gets hurt during the All-Star game, okay? That's kind of the reason why when they went to fly the ball, like, a year ago, 2 years ago?
I think it was 2 years ago. Yeah. I don't know exactly.
I think it was 2 years ago, because I think Vegas. I think Orlando was going to fly the ball. I know before they went to flag football, I think Debo wanted an extension on his contract. But I think it had something to do with the Pro Bowl or something like that. Because like he was fearing him, either one of the two. I don't remember. It was some bullshit of like if they get hurt during the Pro Bowl, they want to be set for life. And I understand that as an athlete.
Yeah, injured career.
If I tear my Achilles, like shit, you best believe I'm gonna be getting paid $40 million a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I understand that. So at the same time though, the fans make your money. The fans give you your money. These fans pay tickets to come see you perform. So why not you? Why don't you perform for them?
Well, that sounds like you're going back to the whole, oh, rest. You know, why are so many players resting for like 20 games in the NBA season?
Yeah, that's why I really like. That's what Austin has me as an ick right now for the NBA, because so many players are just sitting out. Like, see, I'm happy. Like for certain players, I understand. Like, that's sad for a good bit. I understand. Kawhi, the Clippers just fucked him up. Because if you saw that, the trainer on the Clippers is suing the Clippers. Because they said, the trainer told him, hey, Kawhi's knee is going to take 2 years to recover. Like, he's not going to be able to play these games and then rest or do whatever. They fired him because of that. You can't be doing that type of stuff. Like, but I do believe, like, if you just, like, let's say you're fucking Luka Doncic, okay? If I just bench you just because you need rest, no, fuck no. Get your ass up. Get your ass on that fucking court.
Yeah, these players sitting out just for rest, that's ridiculous. But I kind of have a different take on it. I like to see the young guys. I like to see the young guys play minutes and players that probably were never to the court. Like they get minutes and they get buckets. Like I feel happy for the young guys that get to go out and perform when some old heads have to rest.
Yeah. Like I'm happy for the younger players because they get their time to shine.
Yeah.
Now if you're just a fucking scrub and like.
Well, okay, imagine you have. You've never played in an NBA game before, and fucking the starter gets benched. So you're not going to go in as the starter, but you're going to be on the bench.
Yeah.
And you're going to have some time playing
because
you're like the third string forward on the team, right? So this man's going to play his first NBA game. He's never, like, I'm happy for those dudes.
Yeah, I'm happy for those dudes, but I'm going to say this, though. If you're being like a finesse on Kukumbo, You can't sit here and lie.
I mean, that's different. That's not what I'm talking about.
I know, but I know what you mean, but like the rookies that like don't really get to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel happy for
them. The dudes that never get to play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I understand, yeah. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but then again, in my opinion, that goes back on the coaching too. Because at the same time, let's just say you did sign him, you did trade him. Why sign or trade him if you ain't gonna fucking play?
Well, sign and train, that's not coaching, that's the GM.
I know, but at the same time, though, I feel like they somewhat go what?
No, not necessarily.
Not, like, as in the business aspect of it, of what...
The coaches don't always have a say in the front office.
I'm not gonna say they always have a say, but at the same time, though, if I'm a GM, I'm a GM and you're a coach, okay? Or if you want to switch the roles real quick, okay?
Right.
Let's say I'm a coach. And you come to me being like, hey, what do you think about Tyrese Halliburton? I'm going to give you an input on Tyrese. Now, see, these GMs that just fucking randomly do shit, like fucking...
Like the Dallas.
Like Nico. If you're like fucking Nico, you should not have a job. But if
Nico was a diversity hire.
See, I'm not saying all that. I'm not saying all that, but I personally believe that if you are just a GM that just does shit and not talk to your coach, then something's fucking wrong with you. Like, if Nico would have talked to Jason Kidd and was like, hey, I want to keep Luka, then I don't believe he was going to trade Luka. But would that have stopped him? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But I do believe that they go hand in hand a little bit, because then again, you also got to look at the coach's aspect of it, of how is he going to fit in my system? Because I feel like the GM does talk to the coach a bit. Mm-hmm. Either A, to get him ahead of fitting them into their scheme, or B, just wanting to know what his opinion is.
Okay, going back to what their topic was originally about, the NBA season, like, I do agree with you. This season has been kind of boring. There hasn't been, like, some really good storylines in the NBA. I mean, Wimby's in his second year. He's not a novelty like he was in his first year. And then there's no, like, good storylines to do.
The rookie class.
I mean, Bronny. You got Bronny.
The rookie class.
I guess that's it. Yeah, the rookie class is weak this year.
I mean, other than Missy. Other than my dog, Missy. Missy was good. And Stephon Castle.
Oh, I do. Shut up about your vitamin Messi sound.
Your Vissy Missy. Get your shit together. But,
You sound like Messi's. I mean, I don't know.
But, yeah, other than...
There's no, like, big things to feel excited about this season.
That's rare.
It's an indication that the NBA is in decline, or it's just a bad season that we have, like, a one-off bad season.
I do personally believe, too, that you're going to see two things. One, you're going to see, like, long-time players. Let's just say Luka stayed for another 4 years on the Lakers, okay? You're just going to see these random trades of, oh, we're going to get rid of Luka again so we don't have to pay that Supermax deal.
I feel like these trades are bad. Like, in general, these big-time trades are bad for teams in the long run.
Well, they are.
Profitability-wise, them making money, you should want to keep your superstar player on your team. They're going to sell more jerseys. They're going to have more fans come in to see that superstar player. I think you should want to keep your superstar player on your team. You should do everything possible
to keep
them. To keep your superstar player on your team.
Now, see, what I didn't like about the whole Dallas Maverick trade was when they were like, oh, he's overweight. But if you literally look at his press conference, he didn't look overweight. But not only that, they were like, yeah, he doesn't have the work ethic. Like, they're coming up with these bunch of excuses, but then it came down to, oh, yeah, we just didn't want to pay him. We'll just fucking say that in the beginning. Just say that in the beginning. If you would have just said that in the beginning, that would have been like, okay, that's somewhat understandable. He's going to be biting up most of your cap space. You're trying to build, like, an all-around team. I can understand that. But if you... That's like me digging into you, okay? Being like, Landon, you're 138 pounds. You're not going to be big enough to play football. You're too fucking short. You're all this. But you're making $140 million a year right now, and your contract's about to be up. And you're set to make $300 million if you keep on my team. So why the fuck would I be like, oh, he's small, he's shit, he's trash at football,
He's terrible at all this. But yet he's eligible to make $300 million on my team. No. Just say you didn't want to pay. That's the thing that ticks me off about that.
But okay. I don't know why you wouldn't want to pay Luka. I don't understand for the life of me why you wouldn't want to play Luka.
Now see,
he's their superstar player on your team. He carried you to the finals last season. I don't get it.
Now see, what pissed me off, as a Pelicans fan, we know we traded away B.I. I mean, it's not a bad trade. I mean, we got a first and a second, and we got...
The Pelicans already rebuilding.
Mm-hmm. But...
So what, they're going to get rid of CJ, give him Zion, give him their good players.
We're not getting rid of Herb.
We're saying young players.
We're not...
Herb's going.
No, Herb's not going.
CJ's going.
No, he's, no, they're not. Herb...
All
Herb,
these players you know and love... They're going to go bye-bye.
Herb, Jose, and Trey are not going.
What do you think a rebuild is?
Bro.
What do you think
a rebuild is? Bro, we've already said they're untouchable, so no.
What do you think a rebuild
is? We have already said they're untouchable, bro.
What is a rebuild?
We're getting... Look.
What is a rebuild?
I already know what a rebuild is, bro.
What is it? Then tell me.
It's the rebuilding of a team. It's... You destroy something?
I was going to tell
you. You destroy something, and then you put it back together.
You destroy. Which means everyone goes by them.
Yeah, but we've already said it's fucking. We're not getting rid of Herb and Trey. Those are the two motherfuckers that we're not getting rid of. I knew. Look, let me fucking finish my statement, you fucking asshole. So, back in the summer, back in the off season, when we signed Trey to an extension, I already knew. Okay, BI is gonna be gone. But what pissed me off even more when we traded away B.I., like, understand this. I'm happy that we did make the trade because we if we don't re-sign Olenek and Brucey B, as fucking fucking Nuggets head coach calls him, then we're going to have a bunch of cap space for another big, solid player. Okay, that's cool. But what pisses me off is that Ingram took less money. Because we offered him, like, I think four. They offered him 3 years. The Raptors offered.
Oh my gosh, speak. Get some words out.
I'm going to fucking
tell you. Okay, wait. That's what he's saying about you. You get these long drawn out sentences. Like, say what you mean, bro. Like, make a point.
I was until you fucking interrupted me, you asshole.
Years to say something, bro.
No.
Make a point.
No, I was making my fucking point until you interrupted me. The Raptors offered him $3,120,000,000 a year for the three years. And then we offered him, I think, 4 years, $160 million a year. And he declined our offer but took the Raptors. So.
He was traded.
I know, but.
He wasn't a free agent.
I know, but you've taken less money compared to what we were offering you. But then again, though, he also wanted $50 million a year. I love B.I., he's an amazing player. But Jason Tatum's the highest paid player in the league right now. He's not even making $50 million a year. So you got me fucked up, Cook.
These NBA players make crazy money. Like, I don't think we should be paying these players $50 million a year, especially if they don't play 82 games a season.
I think we're going to go into another lockout. That's my prediction.
You think? Yeah.
I think we're going to go into another lockout. Calm down everything and like restructure contracts.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
Because I mean, didn't baseball just do that with their
Yeah. Baseball just had a lockout last season.
Yeah, so I could see the NBA doing that again. So but alright, do we have any more final thoughts?
Final thoughts on what?
Just anything.
Just anything? Any kind of final thoughts?
Any kind of final thoughts.
Well, yeah, you're a big dumb dumbass. That's my final
thought. Says the person with the fucking mullet. Yeah.
Says the person with one brain cell.
I don't want to risk one brain cell at all.
How many do you have?
I'm probably not. Had a lot.
Two? Three? Oh, you have four.
No. No, I've got four. Like five.
Oh my god, five.
Yeah, I'm ahead of the game, bro. But yeah, we're doing final thoughts because it is 5:03.
We have been doing this for, well, we did it at, what, 3:30?
Probably around then. We've got a good bit, I guess. I guess we can delve into many topics this episode.
Yeah, this was just another recap episode. Now, when we get the cameras going, this week's Lane is going to actually look at the cameras, see, like, what he needs to do with the software. We need to give him time. I'm cool with giving him time. Makes the show better. I just like, you know what, I'm gonna be nice real quick. Be fucking nice.
You're never nice. Yeah. Dog, no,
yeah, I'm gonna be nice for him real quick. I appreciate everything Landon does. Even though it may not seem like it, I genuinely do.
Clip it.
You can clip it. I genuinely appreciate everything Landon does. Because he makes my life a hell of a lot easier. Because all I got to do is just literally promote it and then get the guest on. If we even decide to even have a guest on. Like,
you're the one saying we need guests. I mean, I agree. I think it would be better if we have a guest.
Yeah.
A good, nice, you know, switch up thing. Change of pace. We can, like, be yelling at each other about a debate whether Aaron Rodgers is one of the worst quarterbacks of the season. I would say he is.
He's not, though.
And he went bye-bye.
He's not.
He's not on the Jets anymore.
Don't worry.
You're God. I worship him, pretty much. He's not employed.
Well, I should be on the Saints.
He's not employed. He has no job.
Okay. You know what?
You have a job. You have more jobs than Aaron Rodgers does.
You know what I'm saying? Well, okay, I'm going to give you a hypothetical scenario real quick before we end this out, okay? This is going to be the final thing we end up on. What if the Saints got Aaron Rodgers, okay?
I don't care. Saints in rebuild. I want us to tank this season. I want, for this upcoming season, I want the Saints to tank.
No, y'all's main fucking goal should be getting rid of Derek Carr. That should be y'all's number one goal.
I don't care whether Derek Carr stays or not. I could care less about the team. I want to tank. I want us to lose every single game except two.
Y'all should have tanked this season. Y'all should tank this season against Shador.
No, we're going to get Arch Manning back to the city he's from. He's coming back home to the city of New Orleans.
All right. We'll see, but we will have that topic next podcast. And as always, I'm Evan Johnson.
I'm Landon.
Actually, cut that last part out.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know my full government name.
Well, I'm not cutting it out now. It's already, like, in the runtime of everything.
Brother, it's the last fucking bit, you motherfucker.
Well, that's a new dub. Now it's running. I gotta, like, look back and see what part.
Just fucking end the episode.